don't be intimidated by anybody but God. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
Hey, if you're into Stuffy, turn off the radio now, because this is Key Life, designed to be honest, straightforward, and street smart. Here's Steve Brown with the teaching for today.
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Daniel. We spent some time yesterday introducing a subject that is a favorite subject of mine, and that is, don't believe that pagans have more power than they seem to have. Unbelievers sometimes talk big, but the fact is there's something seriously wrong. My friend R.C. Sproul did a book a number of years ago. I don't think it's still in print. It was called The Psychology of Atheism. In that book, he reversed the tables. If you've read many books like that, you're aware that those of us who are believers are often seen as those with a psychological aberration. We're seen as people that are abnormal. Something's wrong with us. Well, R.C. said, and quite rightly, that if you're not a believer, if you don't believe these things, then there's something wrong with you, and he makes the assumption that some trauma has happened to you in your background. It's kind of nice, and he's kind of right. And I illustrated from the book of Daniel yesterday. We had done a number of exegetical things about this book, but I took the time to illustrate by showing how, and it started very early in the third century. Porphyry of Tyre hated Christianity, and he said the book of Daniel was written by a Jew who lived during the time of the Maccabees, 165 B.C. Now, it shouldn't be any surprise that an unbeliever would say something like that to denigrate the Christian faith. But the problem is a lot of people who said they were Christians began to assume the same date. And I took the time yesterday, and if you missed it, it's gone. I'm not going to do it again, but I read some of the things that had been said for that late date of Daniel, why they were said and why they weren't true. But a matter of fact, the truth is the basic reason people want to change the date and unbelievers want to make things seem to be something they aren't is out of outright unbelief. And if you were listening yesterday during the broadcast, I suggested that most people's unbelief is a desire for autonomy. If God's in charge, then I'm not, and I want to be in charge. I want to make the rules. I want to make the decisions. Therefore, I'm not going to believe that there is a God. I may have told you the time I did that television program, and probably have told you more than once. And it was one of those television programs you don't tell your friends about because you don't want them to look at it because you talk mostly about yourself. And I remembered at the end I ought to say something about Jesus, but it was too late. The closing credits were already happening. But something was salvaged out of the mess. All of the camera people and the directors came up, and they sat around the set, and they began to ask me questions. And as others had other things they needed to do, they began to drift away. But the director stayed, and he kept asking questions until I noticed that I was late. I noticed that I had an appointment. And so I said to him, look, I've got to run, but let me write some titles on the back of my card here, a mini bibliography, and you read these books and call me, we'll have lunch and we'll talk. And I remember leaving the studio, and just before I went out the door, this director said, hey, Reverend? And I said, yeah. And he said, I don't believe I'm going to read these books. And I said, what? You were the one asking the questions. And he said, I'm not going to read these books, because if I read the books, I might find out you're right. If you're right, I would have to change, and I don't want to change. And finally, I had met an honest man. Well, it's a good illustration found in the book of Daniel with those who say, I simply will not accept the date that's given in the book of Daniel. What people have done is said, because Daniel prophesied some things that actually took place, that the supernatural can happen. Now, the argument goes like this. Daniel was able to predict the future. Daniel was accurate. It is therefore impossible, because predicting the future is impossible, Daniel didn't write the book of Daniel. Now, dear friend, that's unbelief. If you rule out the supernatural, as did Feuerbach or A.J. Ayer or a bunch of others, then you've ruled out one of the major bulwarks of all religion. Let me give you a syllogism. That's where you have a major premise and a minor premise and a conclusion. The premise is, the first one, it is impossible for a resurrection to take place. Another premise, Jesus' disciples claimed that Jesus was resurrected. Conclusion, the claim of Jesus' resurrection is spurious. Or another one, major premise, there are no lions in the world. Another premise, the minor one, Jack said he saw a lion this morning. Conclusion, therefore, Jack is lying. You see what the problem is? Problem is, the premises are wrong. Now, please note that the supernatural has not been eliminated. It's only been eliminated by definition. And there's a vast difference. If I say I don't believe in lions, and therefore will not discuss lions anymore, or read stories about lions, does my assertion mean that there are no lions? Of course not. And that's the danger in those who rule out of the possibility the historicity of Daniel. They simply say, it can't happen. Therefore, it didn't happen. Therefore, I won't believe it. Now, let me give you a fact. All systems, no matter what they are based on a presupposition or presuppositions that must be accepted by faith. Now, let me say it again. Every system, no matter whose it is, no matter what they are based on basic presuppositions that must be accepted by faith. The statement, everything can be known about the world or the cosmos that can be discovered by science and experimentation, is a statement of faith. There is no proof for it. There's no justifying. It is simply a statement of faith made by people who say everything that can be known about the world can be discovered by science and by experimentation. When the Christian says, everything that is was created by God, who is still interested and involved in his creation, he should not in any way feel that what he or she has just said is any more or less faith than any other statement made by any other system. Now, I know that's obtuse. I know that'll drive you nuts if you start thinking about it, but the truth is that we need to remind ourselves that the Christian faith is balanced, it's rational, and it's true. You think about that. Amen. Well, I'm sorry about that. I maybe will talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. Today is Wednesday, and I take the time to answer some questions at the end of the broadcast. My pastor, Pete, will be in on Friday, and we'll answer some more. And if I said anything really bad, he'll straighten it out. We love to get your questions, but you have to write them down. Send them to Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5M3, or email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address if you want an answer. And you get an answer from me or a staff member on the broadcast or in the magazine. And listen, don't use the 1-800-KEY-LIFE number for questions. You can make orders there. You can get the magazine free, the tapes free. You can make a contribution, but you got to write your question down. All right, let's get to some of these questions. This is from Minnesota. How can we determine what practices in the Bible are cultural and what ones are to be applied to our lives today? Well, you have to let the Bible make that decision itself. For instance, there are some people who believe that women should never speak in church ever, that if they have a question, they should ask their husbands, and their husbands ought to ask the questions, that they should remain silent all the time, and they take Paul's teaching on that subject and say that's to be applied for all time, until you begin to look at the Bible and you see that it's not applied universally. The daughters of Philip prophesied, spoke for God. There were women teachers and women helpers. There are people in the Bible, women who were leaders. And then you begin to say, wait. The Bible is saying about that particular statement that it is culturally oriented. It is not to be applied at all time. Now, sometimes, if you're a liberal, you can say, I don't like what the Bible says, therefore it must be cultural. For instance, they do that with a homosexual lifestyle. They will say, you got to remember that what Paul was saying in Romans was meant only for that culture in a particular setting. It is not to be applied forever. Well, why not? And if not, and you can't tell me why not, then why can't we do the same thing with salvation? Or with the resurrection? Or with the forgiveness of sins? The truth is, you got to allow the Bible to make the assessment about itself. Okay. Why did Christ curse the fig tree? Well, it was a living parable. He cursed the fig tree to make a statement about religion and the change that was beginning to happen. There was no fruit, therefore it was cursed. And most scholars believe that he was talking about Israel in the first century, and that it applies to Christians and to churches when we bear no fruit. Also, sometimes institutions die out of unfaithfulness. All right. This is from Washington. If the Bible tells about the end of Satan, how that will come about in Revelation, doesn't Satan know about this too? If so, why would he do everything that has been predicted if the outcome will be his death? Boy, I'll tell you, because he's dumb, that's why. We do, as Christians, we give Satan more power than he has. In fact, the power that he has is the power that we give him. You know those Christians that are always looking for demons under every bed? And every time something bad happens, Satan did it. They must be delivered of the demons. They must be protected from Satan all the time. That's not good. That's giving Satan more power than he really has, and we ought not do that. The Bible says, greater is he who is in you, that's the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world, and that's Satan. So don't give him power that he doesn't have. He's dumb. He thinks dumb things, and he does dumb things. All right, I got to get out of here. Before I go, let me tell you, be sure and give us the call letters of this station when you write. We like to know the great people who make this broadcast. And then one other thing, or make the broadcast possible. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.